How does our approach to language influence our content creation practices? I have been asking myself this question for a few years now, and have decided to make it the research question behind this capstone project. In the beginning of my graduate studies, I had placed my interest on how linguistic codes affect communication. As time has gone by and technologies of communication continue to evolve, I have noticed that my approach to content creation is influenced by more than just the languages I speak, but also the other codes that I employ to communicate. And what do I mean by codes? Well, I mean the different platforms of content creation and delivery that are available to me every day. Today, I want to talk about my views on language, content creation, and identity. Specifically, I want to propose a certain outlook on the identity of content creators as code measures by stepping away from the linguistic approach to the term and employing it as a metaphorical definition. Before diving into the discussion, let's talk about code meshing in the linguistic sense. This term stems from linguistic studies, mostly based on pedagogical implications of translanguaging. Translanguaging is the general communicative competence of multilinguals, meaning the ability of multilinguals to navigate and mesh different languages in communication. And code meshing is the realization of translanguaging in texts, meaning an individual's ability to incorporate more than one language in writing. When discussing these terms in regards to speaking and writing, they work very well, but they also work in other instances, like when talking about platforms of content creation and delivery. You see, within the study of translanguaging, the idea that it is transformational is also present. Transformational is a key word to me, because it allows me to propose the metaphorical use of these terms and apply the ideas behind their defining aspects to illustrate my point. So why discuss identity in regards to content creation? Well, while there seems to be an overall working interaction between the communication practices of users and technology, more needs to be said about the relationship that is generated between technologies of content creation, content creators, and audiences. Whether we identify as digital natives or digital immigrants, digital savvy, or any other term, we fail to incorporate language into the conversation. By looking at our interaction with different platforms of content creation and delivery as a form of code meshing, we will better understand how language influences our content creation practices, therefore our identities as content creators. My questioning of language and content creation practices comes from personal experience. You see, as I'm recording this information, I am doing so as part of my graduate work in professional writing. And it has become one of my greatest interests to find out about how the identity of writers is influenced by their surroundings. For me, my immigration story plays a big part in why I have chosen a path in professional writing, including rhetorical studies. I am originally from Colombia, which makes Spanish my mother tongue. I moved to the United States during my middle school years and had to pretty much start from scratch with my social and educational life. This meant learning English and learning the customs of my new home in order to acculturate. In the beginning, I viewed my relationship with code meshing as one that was dependent on my use of language. At home, I spoke Spanish, and at school, I spoke Spanish and English. Later on, Spanglish became a way of communicating between friends. As I began to interact with digital technologies like messaging applications, email, video, and other forms of recorded information, I noticed that a similar action takes place when I move from one medium of content creation and delivery to another. With spoken and written language, I consciously make the rhetorical decision to include one language instead of another to better communicate information. I do the same with choosing different platforms. I mesh them in order to present my work in a manner that will be welcomed by my audience and will support their reading experience. Because content can be meshed in order to take different formats of delivery, accessibility can be an issue for both creators and users. Alongside the need to present my research and overall findings, I find it necessary for my deliverable to also reflect my research. The influence behind my choice to present this work as a series of digital presentations of content delivery stems from my need to create accessible content for all audiences. While the research component of my work is better presented through a classic research paper, I felt the need to have my discussion be presented as closely as it can be to a live discussion, to better illustrate the adaptation of code meshing, which made a voice recorded discussion one of the best choices of delivery methods.